Sister Willa starting us off. And thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us this morning. I just want to say I want to acknowledge Minister Willa for starting us off, greeting us. But we're giving her a little rest this morning and give God glory. And she has tagged this day, Fear Not Friday, Fear Not Friday. So we're going before the Lord in prayer and give him honor and glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that you have seen fit that we come together and acknowledge you in all our ways. Lord God, we glorify you for being the God that you are. You are our Alpha and you are our Omega. Lord God, have your way in this prayer line this day, Lord God. We seek your face, and as we seek your face, we know, Father God, that you'll hear our voices, you'll hear our hearts, you'll hear our cry. And Lord God, we thank you for every individual on this call. We ask that you just show yourself mighty, Father. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, TMC family, it's such a lovely time this morning on this Fear Not Friday. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Rebecca, God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful prayer and with that powerful tag, Fear Not Friday. Good morning, my Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia, where it is winter again, and I would love to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. It was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful Women of God co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and it says, But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement every day is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, like what Minister Brenda did, or as a host, like what I'm doing right now, or if you want to share a word from the Lord, or if you have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could submit all of your information to this email address. It is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We also just completed the 2017 Corporate Fast. And if you are continuing with us on our 40-day TMC Family Fast, we'll be continuing that Daniel Fast until February 13th, 2017. And we also have the new morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And on that call, a team of our great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617. pound. I repeat, the morning motivational call is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today's Friday, so they'll have motivational speakers for Motivational Friday. We're so excited to see you at the 2017 Artist Extravaganza Conference held in Los Angeles, California on March 3rd through the 5th. And you can visit your back office for more details on that. And today we have a special time of intercession on this Friday. And I am just going to call our wonderful woman of God, one of our co-founders, Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Ms. Rebecca. Good morning. How are you? We're glad to have you hosting our call today. Love and appreciate you so much there in Snailville, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And to our prayer general, thank you, Minister Brenda, for allowing Minister Willa to rest her voice today after she gave us such a profound word yesterday. So thank you for greeting with that spirit of hospitality each and every caller who's come on the line. I alluded to it the other day when I was ministering that the Lord had put on my heart on this Friday for us to do something we haven't done in a while, but something that we all know is always important to do, and that's just to have a focused, concentrated time of intercession. So this morning, what we're going to do, so we're all on one accord, is we're going to spend some time in prayer, and I've asked our prayer general to lead us off, and then following that, I'll come on, and then to conclude will be Dr. P.K. Roberts, our co-founder. Now, this is corporate prayer. So that means we want you praying along with us, praying and amening and hooking up with us in heaven on the same things that we're praying. That's where the power comes in prayer. Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse says, one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. It's well more than two on this line this morning. And we all will agree that we need to pray. We've concluded our corporate fast where we have denied our flesh and pressed in out of the outer court, didn't settle for the inner court, and pressed to that Holy of Holies where we could really not just have our hand out, but seek the face of God, for the mind of God. So if there was to be a text scripture today, it's the very familiar passage, which is what the Lord dropped in my spirit, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, that's you and I, he didn't say the heathens, he didn't ask any other religion, denomination, belief. He said, if my people who are called by my name, those of us on the master's call who say we love the masters, who call ourselves followers of Christ, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, we come in a spirit of humility, in a spirit of speak to our hearts this morning. If we will humble ourselves and pray, that four-letter word, pray. And what do we do when we come in today in corporate intercession and pray? We're seeking his face. We all know that his blessings, his mercies are new every morning, but we need the mind of Christ this morning. We need, as the Master's Call family, as the Artist Life family, as believers, to come together and seek his face. And as we seek his face, we have to choose. That's what this corporate fast was about. Turn from our wicked ways, from our attitudes, from our private agendas, our motives that may not line up with the mandate from the throne room of God. And then I will hear. Only then, after we've humbled ourselves, after we've turned from our wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. So today, the purpose of the Master's Call has always been to undergird artist life in prayer. This call was birthed out of artist distributors coming together. Whosoever will, you're welcome on this call. We have many who call it every day who have nothing to do with artists but want to hear a rhema word from the Lord, and you are more than welcome. Any culture, creed, color doesn't matter as long as you believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the purpose, the mission, and the mandate was birthed out of undergirding a company that openly confess that we are a Christian network marketing company, and you don't hear that often from a founding family that openly profess their love for Jesus Christ. So at this time, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes bombarding heaven, saying what the Word says about us, praying in one mind and one spirit. What thus saith the word of the Lord, do some damage by wreaking havoc on the kingdom of darkness, as Colossians 1:13 says, and translate visions and dreams into God's marvelous light. So with that being in mind, each one of us has specific things we're going to be praying for, and the importance and the power of intercession is everybody stay with the leader. Pray what the leaders are praying, so that again we fortify heaven and we watch our Lord and Savior show up and show out. So our first leg of the journey this morning is by none other than our minister, Brenda Terrell, who is our prayer general of the Master's Call. Sister, will you come now, daughter, and give us the directives and lead us in intercession?
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Let's pray.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we come before you thanking you, Lord, first of all, for this day that you have given us. We glorify you and we honor you, Father, for everything that you're doing, oh God. We are asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless the TMC family in this entirety. Bless each individual and their households, oh God. We pray, Father, that when we come together touching and agreeing on anything, we know that you're in the midst, and we thank you, Father. So we ask that you continue to keep them, Father, in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We ask, Father God, that you bless their going out, bless their coming in. Bless everything that concerns them, Lord God. We call healing to the land. We call healing to their bodies. We call healing to their households, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, from the head of the household to the last child, Father, that was born. Father God, we thank you for each individual family that's represented here on this call. We glorify you for doing it in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for our artist family, Artist International, Artist Life, Father. We thank you, Father, for blessing every member, every distributor, every customer, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are in the midst of this company, and we thank you, Father, for these many years that we've been with them, Lord God, that you've been in the midst. We thank you, Father, for honoring them and keeping them in perfect peace. We thank you, Father God, for blessing and anointing the artist family in its entirety. We glorify you, Father, that you're giving direction, Lord God. You said when we acknowledge you in all our ways, you will direct our paths. So we thank you, Father, for directing the paths of all of those that are concerned and all of those, Lord, that are coming to artist family. Lord God, we pray, Father, that the oneness will continue, Father God, that they'll stay together, Lord God, and they'll look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in every given situation. And we thank you in advance for blessing, Lord, and blessing mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we also thank you, Lord God, for our theme, Lord God. You told Dr. Vanessa, Lord, to lay on our hearts that in 2017, that you will manifest. God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So we thank you, Father God, for manifesting in a mighty way. We thank you, Father God, that many of us have many different dreams. We have many different goals, Lord God. And you are more than able to fulfill every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that their needs will be met with heaven's best. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue rise against us will cease. We glorify you, Father, that we are looking not to the things of man, because you told us that we can't look to man, but look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God, that we will stand in the power of your resurrection. We glorify you, Father, for your resurrection power manifesting in a mighty way through our goals and our dreams, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are walking in Christ. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen our walk with you, O God, because we're looking to you in every given situation. Father God, we know when we cast out every care upon you, because we know that you care so much for us. We glorify you, Father, because it's by your anointing. Your anointing destroys yokes. And we come against every yoke that may try to tie us down to keep us from you. We come against everything that may exalt itself against the wisdom and knowledge of you, O God. And we thank you, Father, that you're manifesting your glory in the midst of every situation. It reminds me, Father, of your word when it says that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. We thank you, O God, because it's by your anointing, hallelujah, that everything that's manifest, Lord God, is to glorify you. And we thank you, Father, so we say, get you some glory. Get you some glory, O God, in everything that we do, everything that we say. Get you some glory, O God, and through this family, Lord God, through all those that we're praying for to come to know you in the power of your resurrection. We're thanking you in advance, Lord God, that you're manifesting your glory even in them this very hour in Jesus' name. We also thank you, O God, for us standing together in through this corporate fast. We know, Father God, that you're showing yourself mighty. We ask that you continue to strengthen us, Lord God, as we go through to the 40 days, O God. We know, Father, that you are doing more than we ask or think according to the power that works in us. So, Lord God, use us to your glory, and we're thanking you in advance that it's done not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit, and we thank you for doing it this day and the days to come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
Father God, we just thank you now as we continue to pray. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you that you always told us not to despise small beginnings. God, we thank you today for the man who fired Antonio Diaz de Leon at 50 years old, over 26 years ago. Thank you that he birthed in him the vision of Artists International. Now, we lift up this family. We thank you that through 26 years, many don't have any idea the challenges, the ups and downs, the trials, the tribulations, that you have kept this family. Now we speak the continual blood hedge of protection around this founding family. We thank you, Father, that we ask you to bring in the wise counsel. You said in Proverbs 11:14 that in a multitude of counsel there is safety. So download the strategies from heaven that will bring about the counsel that is needed to take this company to the billion-dollar status that you ordained it to be from the beginning of time. Now, we thank you for this family, that no challenges of entrepreneurship will ever tear it apart, that it will always be a family of unity and love. And even as our premier product, Laviv, means life, that you will bring it to every family member, life and life more abundantly. We thank you for the recent celebration of 76 years of life you've given Papa Antonio, and we speak the many blessings of many more years for him and Mother Armia and all the children and the grandchildren. You said that you bless 3 and 4 generations, so we speak those blessings over this family. That we send special words of prayer to Alejandra and Elvia as a baton has been passed to them this season. Father, let them walk in your wisdom, in your counsel, in your guidance. Let them be sensitive to your voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Father, I thank you that you will always flood their spirit with the agape love of Christ, the integrity of Christ, and the compassion for what these products and what this company has been ordained to do, so that the legacy of his father will forever go from generation to generation. We thank you, Daddy God, that your hand will be upon his brother and his business endeavors, that everything the Diaz de Leon family touches, Father, it is blessed. And as recipients, as through the corridors of time, the baton has been passed to even us as distributors. Thank you, Daddy God, that you've kept it strong, and yea, though many times it's a walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you have kept your hand and always breathe life into this company. So we thank you for the founding family, that they feel these prayers, the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Father, we lift up the corporate office. We lift up the supporting staff. We lift up that administrative arm, the customer support. Fill their hearts with hospitality and a spirit of team, so that even as the distributors call in, as challenges may occur, that there's always a spirit of unity and a team spirit to adjust, to get the problems, the challenges solved. We thank you that everyone in that corporate office understands the bigger picture, that these products don't just change lives, they save lives and improve the quality of life. And as they are our support staff, as they are our nucleus to come to, that it always is guarded up with the hospitality and the love of Christ. And we speak a spirit of excellence upon them, administrative excellence upon them, that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And even for the legal staff that represents Artist Life, that everything be done with the integrity of Christ and in decency and in order. We thank you that the corporate office feels the love of the field, that appreciates what they do, many working tireless hours day after day, week after week, year after year. Let that spirit of family that Papa has always spoke on, that we are our brother and our sister's keeper, let the corporate office understand what they do matters, and they matter to us as we know we matter to them. We pray for this new fulfillment center, the new warehouse that is shipping out the product, that's receiving them and shipping them out. We just thank you for accuracy of orders. We thank you for efficiency of things being done timely. We thank you that products are packed up correctly so that they are received across the country safe and sound. Father, we don't take it for granted. We pray. We ask for your presence, even as the workers come to work each and every day, that their hands are extension of you, and that there's care and concern and a characteristic of glorifying you in everything they touch. Bless this fulfillment center, because they're even carrying the products of Artist Life. All the supervisors, the workers, that they are blessed as part of the corporate team, the entire family that makes the dream work, because the team is working in one mind and one spirit. Oh, let them understand that truly an appointment with artists is changing their lives. Father, we lift up Extravaganza 2017. We already called it blessed. Father, we thank you for the planning for Alejandre and Diamond President Reggie Flanagan and Platinum President Robert, all the hard efforts that them and others are putting in for this conference to be the best ever. Father, we watched you show up and show out in Miami. We watched a unique spirit straight out the throne room of God, of love and peace and unity flow in Miami. We're asking for even the more in Los Angeles. Father, let the Sheraton Gateway be a convening conference center where your presence, your power will flow. Now we speak that all the provisions that are needed for every distributor to come, you bring in the finances, because they are disciplined. We each are disciplined to do the work and put aside the money so that there's no struggle. Father, we'll get out there and make the extra sales and do what we need to do so that the finances are there. And as we do what we're supposed to do, we know you will do what we cannot do. So we call Extravaganza blessed. We thank you for the growth of artists, the new distributors that are coming in. We thank you for their training, for their knitting in and fitting in and feeling the love of God. We call Artist Life blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. now, Dr. PK.
Praise God. We thank you, Holy God, for this day. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you are God who hears our prayers. And not only hear them, you answer them in your own special way. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to live in a country whereby we have the freedom to call upon your name. We thank you and we praise you, God, for your word that gives us a clear understanding about the importance of prayer and fasting. We press in today. We seek your face the more. We seek your very heart. We seek you, God. We seek you to be glorified in everything we do and say. We want not our time together to be in vain. So therefore, God, we seek to place you first. We seek to hear from you, God. We seek to be seek for our steps to be ordered by you. And God, you asked us, you told us, if my people who are called by my name, God, you asked, PK, are you my people? Team this morning, are you my people? Our answer is yes, Lord, by our actions, not by our words. We are your people, and we are calling on you this morning. Hear our prayer, Lord, we pray. Hear us as we are obedient to your call in 1 Timothy 2:1-2. When you says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, and we are making petitions, Lord, prayers, we are making prayers this morning, Lord, intercessions, we are making intercessions this morning, God, thanksgiving be made for all people. Not just some people, Lord, but all people, especially for kings and all of those in authority. So we press in this morning calling on you for all of your people. We are so thankful and we are so pleased, God, to have a heart and a mind to pray for our president, the members of Congress, the senators, and all other elected officials. We call Donald Trump by name this morning. We speak to his heart this morning through you, God, asking, God, that you have mercy upon this man and upon his life. Have mercy upon him, God, is our prayer this morning. You said that you hold the hearts of kings in the palm of your hand, and you turn it them the way that you choose. And so, God, we ask that you touch his heart this morning. Help him to know that he's called to this office for all people and not just some people. Help him, God, to make wise, judicious decisions. God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you to touch his soul. Give him a mind to be saved and to live a life for you. Thank you, God, for your light that shineth through him. We thank you that the light of Jesus draw people. The light of Jesus drives darkness from every corner. We thank you that he is the light of the world. Jesus is the light, and that shineth through President Trump this morning. Jesus is the light that shineth in the offices there in that White House this morning. Jesus is the light that shineth through the governor's halls this morning. Jesus is the light we are calling on. Hallelujah. We need you in this country this morning. We need you here as Americans. We need you, Holy God. We need a holy God, our almighty creator. We need you. We need you. Come, Lord. Come, Lord, is our prayer. Come, we have no other place to go but to you. Come, hallelujah. We're calling on you, Lord. We're calling on you. We're calling on you with sincere hearts. We're calling on you. We're calling on you. We're calling on you. We're calling on you because we know this, that this is a good thing to do. You said in your word that it is good and it pleases God our Savior, because you want all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. We want the truth to stand up. We rebuke every liar now. We rebuke every lie in the name of Jesus. It will be uncovered in the name of Jesus, and the truth will stand. The truth will stand. The truth will stand. We thank you for the truth. We thank you that America and these great United States were built it on the truth, and the truth will stand and everything else will fall in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you and we give you the praise. We give you the honor today as we go, as we come before you and continue to lift up right now those that you have placed in positions to speak into the ears of those who are leading this country and leading our government. We ask, God, that they speak words of truth and encouragement and that they do it in love. Help us who are followers to be respectful. Help us to do what you've called us to do, and that is to pray and to love your people. Help us to love all people, to love the unlovable, to love the unthinkable, to love because you, God, in the end will have the last say. We are your people. We are your called people, and we are your people who are answering the call to prayer. And we are believing you, God, to bless the president's family, bless his wife, his son, bless his daughters, and his bless them, God. Have mercy upon his sons today. Bless them so that they will be strong men for you, representing you well. Save today is our prayer. Save, sanctify, save, deliver, save and set free. Save there in that household, in that family, in that entire family. Bless him, bless his children and his children's children to be men and women who exemplify you in everything you do. Yes, get your glory through their lives, Lord. Get your glory through their lives. Let people who are looking on look and see and say, Lord, what happened? And we can all say, you happened, Lord. You happened. Now, bless all of these other countries. Bless Putin and all them other folk who are reaching out here and speaking out and doing things that are not pleasing in your sight. God, you have mercy upon them. They have a soul. You created them. Save them, God, and deliver. Save Russia over there. Save that country. Do what you do, God. You are everywhere. You are everywhere, not just here in the United States. Bless England, China. Bless all these countries. Bring us together. We are all better together in Jesus' name. I love you today. I bless your name today. Give you the honor today. Worship and adore you today because you are God Almighty and you are God all by yourself. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we are so thankful for this time of prayer and fasting, for this season of consecration unto the Lord. We are so thankful for each one of you who come on to press in and pray with us today. We are very thankful this morning for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who suggested that we come and provided us with the leadership of this time of prayer and fasting. And as we prepare to close out this call, today is Friday. And you all, this is a prayer call. This is the Master's call. It's our time to press in. So if you want to stay on just a little bit longer to give your praise reports, we want to hear some praises today, and to give other prayer requests, yes, we are going to be open to stay on just a little while longer to do just that. We thank God. We praise God today. This is such a, I feel good down to my sanctified toes. And so this is such a good time. I thank God this morning for Minister Willa and how she has just pressed in. And I thank her for being obedient to the Shut Up Ministry. I thank you, Lord, for her today. And I ask God that he continues to bless her, deliver her, and completely set her free. At this time, Pastor V, you are on.
All righty. Thank you so much. And let me do a benediction for those who have to go, and then we'll keep going. Father God, we just seal this time of prayer and intercession. We thank you that the kingdom building, the kingdom work has been done. And we know according to Isaiah 55:11, not one word shall return void. But we thank you for the accuracy in the Holy Ghost, where the pog of prayers hit the marks. And we don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now, knowing that the manifestation is evident in our lives, in our goals and dreams. In this 2017, it's being seen. So as these folks leave this call, but never your presence, go with them throughout the remainder of the day, the weekend, and we'll give you the glory and the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. For those who wanted to stay on today, we thank you. Of those who have to leave, we definitely understand that. As Pastor Dr. PK said, we want to hear some praise reports today. And thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Minister Brenda. You can tell we love to pray. All of us could have easily kept going, because God loves it when his people pray. He can't do anything till we step up and step out and pray. So we need to see some people come in the queue and give some praise reports and just thank God and affirm in heaven that this has ministered to your heart. I see Miss Camilla in the prayer queue, and we thank God for her, but it should be a whole bunch more than her just coming in the queue, letting us know, and just hearing what you're thankful for today. All right, good morning, Miss Camilla. Come on, give us what you're thankful for, your praise report today.
Good morning. I'm thankful this morning to still be alive. I'm thankful so much for just another day's journey. I'm thankful to be going the 40 days on this fast with you all. And I'm thankful that it hasn't been a struggle like it was the previous time. I'm also thankful, one of a praise report, that my son, who we have been praying for over a year now, came to the altar Thursday night at our mid-month praise and worship service on his own. And I'm just overwhelmed with joy for God answering prayers. My son came on his own to the altar and asked for prayer. So I'm thankful. I ask that everybody pray for him this morning. This is going to be his fifth time since I found out that he was using marijuana and he failed the language arts GED. He should be in school right now taking that language arts test for the fifth time. And I prayed and told him this morning. I asked him if he wanted to pray. He said yes, with ease. And I told Artel that I know God is working through him. And so I give praise already in advance that he's going to come home and say that he finally is getting his GED and that he's seeing for himself the working power of the Lord. So I just want to give victory and praise for that on this morning. And just again, for all of you prayer warriors, I give praise to God for you and for your obedience. And I'm just thankful for this fast that we're doing. And I pray that we continue to all work together to support each other, to be what God has called us to be, and for breakthroughs to come through this this fast. So thank you, and I pray that everyone have a safe and blessed day.
Amen, amen, amen. We will definitely keep Artel in prayer. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Because if not, we'll go on and close the call in prayer. I'll call Dr. PK back to close us out if no one else is going to come into queue. We are just excited that we have the opportunity and the mind to pray. Well, Dr. PK, I don't see anyone else in the queue, so if you could give us our final benediction for this Friday, and thank you for stepping up to the plate to pray with me, you and Minister Brenda. That's what the Master's Call is always about, a place where people can come and feel the presence and the power and always receive the prayers of the righteous as well as his word. You'll be the last voice we hear. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, and I do give God the glory for this call, for you, the leadership, and the staff of this call. I thank God every day for surrounding me with prayer warriors. It's just so important. And as Sister Miller was talking, I said, now there is a persistent, I don't care what it looks like. My son is going to be saved. He's going to live right.
Excuse me, Dr. PK. I am so sorry. I got a text from Minister Brenda that she had to her 90-year-old aunt, Miss Earlene, that we've been praying for, for us to keep her in prayer. So as you close out, if you could remember Mother Earlene. I'm sorry. Back to you.
Mother Earlene, that is just perfectly all right. My praise report is my Auntie Rose, young and over 90, glory to God, is doing absolutely wonderful. Got to has been coming to church. Came on Sunday, looking good and really doing well. So we thank God for her after her surgery. And for those of you who are praying and have been praying for my daughter, she and her family landed in Alaska last night. They are doing well. Was able to pick up them a car when they first got there. Used their taxes really well this time, and establishing them a place there in Alaska, right next door in the town of a very new medical facility that was just built there in Wasilla, Alaska, and look like and believe in God that this is going to really be good for JD's health and for them. You know, starting all over. God said, I do brand new things, and brand new means that we have to release the old and let the new come forth and flourish. So we thank God for that. With that being said, let's go to God in prayer. Oh, who loves us, you just keep showing yourself, showing up and showing out in our lives. You keep revealing through your word, how your word lives. Your word is life. And when we eat your word, we live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Give each and every one of us a desire to really devour your word today so that we can live a life that everyone will look upon and want to follow you through us, you. That is shown through the steps that we take every day. You, through the words that we speak. You, through the lives that we live. This is not just a talking ministry. It's a living ministry. Help us to live lives that's pleasing in your sight. Help us, God, to live lives that will speak the fact that we are your people, that we are your children, that we are the ones you have called for these last and evil days, that we are the ones who are standing in the gap on the front line praying through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help and strengthen us today. Strengthen us as we seek to fast and pray. Strengthen us. Strengthen my son who called last night and said, Mama, walk with me through this 10-day fast. I need your help. Strengthen us, mothers. Strengthen us, fathers. Strengthen us as we support our children and those who are looking to us for guidance these days. Strengthen us, God. Help us, God. Help us. Now, God, we thank you and we praise you for Mother Early today. Don't know the situation, but God, I know that you are God who knows all things. Lift her up today. Build her up where she's torn down. Heal her the more in Jesus' name. God, we speak complete victory over her life now. We decree and declare that you are God who sees and knows all things, and nothing is too hard for you. We thank you, and we praise you for it today. We thank you not only for her, Lord, but all of our senior citizens who have lived and toiled and marched and worked hard. God, have mercy upon all of our matriarchs and patriarchs today. Strengthen their hearts. Strengthen their minds. Help them, God, to know that you are still God and that you are still present, no matter what it looks like or feels like. Bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. God, I pray this morning that you will continue to bless Camilla and her family. Faithfulness, her persistence. Bless her, God, as she goes through victoriously this season of prayer and fasting. And she will know without a doubt at the end of it exactly what you meant when you said that some of these comes only through prayer and fasting. We thank you for her today and for her son. We thank you for her diligence. We thank you for this prayer call. We thank you that others will hear and see and know that this is a good place to come and water early in the morning, preparing their day so that they can go forth through the day accomplishing every mission that you've assigned them. Help Pastor Vanessa today. Strengthen her, God. We lift her up. We ask, God, that you will continue to undergird her as she gives pearls of wisdom to those who seek her for an understanding of what the next move should be. Have mercy upon our God. Bless each prayer warrior who's standing by her side, uplifting her arms. God, bless in Jesus' name we pray. Help God as we pray for this entire country, this country. Help us to recognize that we are a country who loves you, and we will put you first at all times. Be kind and understanding. Now, God, bless our military, all branches of our military today. We lift them up and speak safety. Bless the VA workers. Give them peace in their minds and their hearts. Help them to know that you are God who supplies every need, and you are the one who has the last say in their lives. We love you, we thank you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, for all things. Bless us as we go out this day. When we go out, God, we will go out saying, you are the light of the world, Lord Jesus, and we are just representatives of yours. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Every heart say amen and amen. God bless you. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Live in the life of Christ in every way so that people will look upon you and say, there's something different about them. It looks like the God I've heard about or know about. Bye-bye.